All right. I'm still putting this in the video, just you laughing just then.
Okay. Rod likes to troll my life. Hey guys, it's Dead in Hip Hop 2014 Ask, and we are back with your questions and our answers.
14!
So, we're just gonna go ahead and get started. How was you guys' break?
It was wonderful. You know, Dad came in town and everything. We had a good time. I finally beat him in a freaking game of pool after like 20 plus years. That's I've been trying so to good. Beat him. Yes, it was. I think he was a little tipsy, so I think the little seriously. I think he was drinking a little bit while we were shooting pool, so I don't know if that's the reason, but I won, damn it.
That's fun, Ken.
Oh man, it was chilling, relaxful. You know, I didn't. I was all that. I was off, and I just sat around and just knocked out a lot of shit that's just been hanging around that I need to get done. That was it.
Anything you want to name that you got accomplished?
Oh no, just working on a lot of just website stuff and stuff.
Ooh, fun website stuff.
I'm kind of in the same boat with Ken, man. Just, you know, chilling, relaxing.
What did you get done?
Huh? Oh, I got shit around the house done, though. I had to fix toilets and, you know.
Oh, I had to fix a fucking toilet. I had to fix two,
dude, my
dog.
I had to fix two as well.
Man.
What the fuck with y'all?
No,
what the weather? The weather fucked you up.
Huh?
The weather, when it dropped to single digit, did it fuck shit up?
It was.
I had to take off the whole
This is my neighbor,
tank.
Man.
Yes,
yeah, I had to take off the whole tank. Nigga, yeah. I had to replace all of the inside. My neighbor, sprinkler system busting his house.
Wow.
Yeah. Flooded this whole house, man.
Yeah, there was a pipe bust. Yeah. There was a pipe bust that a pipe bust in our building due to, you know, it was a vacant unit. So, you know, nobody's in there. Yeah. Nobody's running the water, the heat or nothing. That shit just bust and fucked up a couple units and shit. So, you know, just
man,
chilling. Man. Yeah, man, a lot of shit been happening. So.
Yeah, that pipe, they get the spanner, man. That shit is a wrap. They get frozen.
My shit was just old.
You look like one of them old pipe ass motherfuckers. This pipe still good. Grappling shit, electrical tape and shit. This pipe still good. I've been had the goddamn pipe. Shaking it, wiggling it and shit. Old pipe ass motherfucker.
What about you though, Mike?
Oh, my vacation? I didn't do anything. My girl went out of town. I'm about to say, I had a good time. Yeah, and she took her fucking cat with her. Me and Faith.
Oh yeah, that thing that looks like it was gonna kill you.
No, that's my cat.
Oh.
That's my baby, man. No, me and her were chilling the whole week. I didn't do shit the whole week. Well, I have a cat. She has a cat.
Speaking of cats, don't buy that EcoSmart shit.
It was whack.
That shit was whack, man.
It didn't do anything.
I think it killed like the ants and shit. But
what?
Like it smells terrible, huh?
Oh,
some insecticide stuff.
See, then go back to Home Defense.
Yeah,
it doesn't
smell
at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you tried it out. Take it back. If you kept the receipt, take it back.
Yeah, I probably will.
I know this is weird because I don't usually watch TV, but I watched a gang of TV. I watched all of Orange is the New Black, which I liked that show.
Mm-hmm.
Then I watched Breaking Bad. And got in.
Did you just get into it?
No.
Okay. Is it good?
I got in trouble on Twitter because I said it wasn't that great and people got pissed off. I ended up having to block like two or three people because they were just like going off on me.
I haven't watched it yet, though.
I finished it.
I've never seen it, but some people were like, man, it's just as good as The Wire.
They're crazy.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry, guys.
For me, it was. For me, it was. For me, it was.
So we have a question from underrated _. And okay, he asks, if you were given the option to let one underground artist get mainstream success and replace a mainstream artist, who would you choose?
Take one out and put one in? Shit.
Yeah.
Man, take your pick, man. Man, Migos, all them niggas can get replaced.
What? Why are you fucking with the band? Why are
you fucking with Bandos. Bandos.
Chop out the Bandos.
Oh, that was them?
Bandos. Yeah, the Bandos.
Yikes.
Guys.
Yikes.
What'd you say? Yikes.
Yikes.
You know what?
Why are you trying?
I feel like there's a lot of people in commercial hip hop that can be replaced.
So who would you put in place?
I don't know. but my thing is, like, do you really need to replace them, or like, are they gonna kind of just die off anyway?
Changing the man's question though.
I yelled at you doing that shit. How come you could just change the question?
I just the question.
You're the cameraman. You're
the cameraman. I'll put in, but I need to find somebody to replace.
No, Rob, he has to answer it. You have to answer.
Well, you already know. I feel like Big Crit and Logic. So it, all of them dudes, they I don't care really, honestly. Almost any commercial artist can get, any commercial artist could get replaced as long as I can get them two on the radio.
Even Kanye?
Nah, because I, you know. But, okay, man, we know what we're talking about.
No, I'm just trying to clarify this all.
The better underground.
A lot of these Atlanta artists.
Who would be better underground?
Atlanta.
Damn.
No, I think.
What's up, Trinidad?
Go ahead and talk about it.
He's actually okay.
No, I'm saying he's going at Atlanta artists. What's up? What's up in Atlanta, man?
He's all right.
Who else can get it from Atlanta? Rich Homie Quan?
Oh, ow.
Sam Tapper.
Nope.
Are y'all peeping how Mike noticed it?
Yeah. I like that song. I'm sorry, I can't. I like it too.
See, okay, so I'm not saying like I hate these guys because they do make music that I can jam to. You know what I'm saying? But just for your body of work, I just don't believe in y'all like that. So I could replace you with a Logic or a Crit. I'm just saying. Because even Trinidad has some songs that I like, but as a I would replace Future.
Just, wow. Yeah,
but he makes good songs.
Singing. He needs to just
stick. You know.
Yeah.
Let's stick to the hooks.
Ooh, y'all. Yeah.
And I take Big Crit and Logic pretty much over anybody.
Well, that's what I was gonna. I didn't know he was gonna name two, but I was gonna say Big Crit and probably, and I would take out French Montana,
especially here. But he already taken out. He's not even on the radio like that.
Exactly. Anymore.
He's still around.
Yeah.
Coke Boys 4.
Yeah. It,
oh. People sing the,
and, you know, he gets his features. He gets his features on there. You know, he be featured on
he's
the radio.
Considered. But. I think he's considered kind of mainstream. He's with Diddy, right? Is he still with Diddy?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? Because I know all the other boys.
You know everything else.
You
on the
I'll tell you who I'll take, but he's not commercial, so it's all good.
No, go ahead. Who?
I was going to say Lil B. Especially off that damn mixtape.
He's not commercial.
He's not commercial, so. Yeah.
You can't take Lil B out of this. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Back. That's all that got me.
They hate my ass.
That's cool.
Talking about they gonna jump me at South by Southwest, all kinds of shit.
Oh, damn.
Still? That's how I ain't worried about Lil B's fans, man. Look, I didn't even take this shit seriously. Like, it was like two or three of them that tweeted me.
They won't be there.
And was like, we gonna fuck you with South by South. I was like, all right, man, bring it. Bring it. I'll be behind the big, swole white dude with the glasses. You gotta get through Anthony to get to me. No, I'm playing. I don't hop behind nobody. Look, y'all want something? Hey, come get it. Come get it. I ain't taking no ass from period. Period. I'll be goddamn if I get fucked up by a bunch of Lil B fans.
But who would you choose?
He already said.
You just
said Big Crit.
Yeah, I said I would throw Big Crit in and take French Montana out.
You just don't like him that much, or? Like, he impacts your music life that much?
I mean, I was just answering the question.
Yeah. Oh. He's replaceable. French Montana definitely,
French Montana, he doesn't do anything for me. I don't even really listen to his stuff.
Like, but you know what, Matt?
Look, if I had to pick somebody, it would be him.
And I can't even front because one of Harry Fraud's latest projects, I don't remember the name of it. I listened to it. Mm-hmm. French Montana had a joint on there. I'm like, nigga, why don't you rap like this? He sounded like a rapper. He didn't sound like one of these.
He gets
gimmicky
a lot of love, and this is no diss towards him. It's
yes,
just
it is.
Is it?
Yeah, be honest, man.
I mean, just say how you feel. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not for you.
Like, I haven't listened to Coke Boys 4, so I can't really. Wait, I did listen to Excuse My French.
You really promoting that Coke Boy 4?
Yeah, you are, man. You're going to have to edit that shit.
Because I want
to
listen to it. I have a curiosity.
You have a curiosity?
Satisfied. Mm. So I want to listen.
I'll put it to you like this. Man. When it comes to French Montana, I'll listen to him on a Harry Fraud beat. Outside of that, I don't know if I can listen.
Who you got, B?
We're still trying to figure out who's hot in mainstream right now.
Oh, wow.
We had to Google it.
Rick Ross, Drake.
I wouldn't take Drake out.
Mm-hmm.
Drake has a place.
Aww.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, you already know B's gonna go with a Detroit artist.
No, I'm thinking. Chris. I'm trying to figure out who's gonna take out.
Yeah, I don't.
Who would you put in first? Who would you put in? Since that's easier.
Anybody from Clear Soul Forces. Mm-hmm.
I put Ryker Marciano.
He ain't Detroit.
Like, to put them in the mainstream, yeah. I mean, put them in the mainstream. We need that. We need that. That street. Here, that streetwise shit back in the mainstream.
You taking out Wale?
Who you gonna replace him with like a Jeezy or somebody? Who you gonna take out, like a Jeezy somebody to replace him with?
Isn't
you said street shit. Jeezy makes street shit. Gucci makes street shit.
Oh, Gucci would be that'd be one to take out.
So you'll replace Gucci with
you know who I take out? You know who I take out? I've never really been a fan of this dude's music is Wiz Khalifa. Take his ass out. Get him out of there.
You tripping, B. You tripping, man. What you mean, man?
I'm out.
The game need Wiz.
Why?
What do you mean, why? He's like the preeminent weed rapper.
Get his ass out of there.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's the main guy for that. So you need him. Yeah, you need him in like
this. I hate to say it, but I can't agree with Ralph.
You can't take out Wiz right now.
There's nobody else that's really doing that. Even like Mac Miller is not really in Wiz.
He transcended from that.
Currency isn't in that.
The currency is not mainstream.
Oh. Yeah, and Currency, he references, but he's not like Wiz.
Yeah, Wiz is the new Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so I
wouldn't say he's a new Snoop.
I know what you're saying.
Well, not even commercially, because he's not even on the radio like that anymore.
Who else is really repping weed like that in commercial hip hop?
That is his content. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like there's nobody else like that in hip hop. So yeah, I don't know if I would
like
take
he's
him.
He's not on the radio like that anymore. Like what's the last song Wiz Khalifa had on the radio?
Get him out of there.
He has features.
Get his ass out of there. Get him out.
He's on the radio.
Get him out.
BB don't like him.
He's going, man. Get him out.
Because he's still
kind of. Has he done anything?
You saw the last project review of his. So.
He's so nervous.
I say Wiz Khalifa, get his ass out of there.
Get him out of there.
Get him out of there, man. Stage left. Exit stage left, dude.
Mike.
To be honest, I don't know who I would take out because I don't listen to the radio. So,
yeah,
and there's nobody right now that I keep hearing their name. I'm just like, I don't get it. You know, I don't listen to French Montana. I guess I would take out Rick Ross only because I don't see his purpose. Really? Like all these other guys, like Waka Flocka, I see his purpose. Even though I don't
care. Are you serious?
Rick Ross?
Yeah,
what's his purpose?
Yeah.
You see what Rick Ross's purpose?
Yeah.
I don't see how Rick Ross is doing anything somebody else can't do. Rick Ross is not doing anything that's creative or even creatively bad. It's just he's doing very generic music. Like anybody can do what Rick Ross is doing. When you say Wiz Khalifa, like I said, I can see Wiz's place.
You gotta speak on this.
Even with what's his name? With Future. I see Future's spot. Even though I don't like his music, I see what he's doing. Rick Ross is just, you're a coke rapper. You talk about how much money you have. Great. Cool. Who can't do that?
And I feel you, but
look at that.
And that's cool. That's cool because you know I like Rick Ross. I don't like everything about him, but I somewhat feel you, but I disagree because I don't think that anybody doing that coke rap music is a better rapper than Rick Ross. Well, like a French Montana.
Does he do that coke rap music? I don't listen to French Montana.
Yeah. His mixtape is Coke Boys 4. What the fuck?
What else do you need? Mixtape is?
No, I know. He's been endorsing it the whole damn time.
Coke Boy 4 is his name.
He keeps rapping.
But that's what French be rapping. That's what, and I don't believe, I really.
But I guess I'm thinking about this. Type of music they make is
and it's not just
different.
It's not just like coke boy rap, it's like mafia type music, like you know what I'm saying,
and it's nothing interesting or different.
And I feel you but in that lane
in
that lane as a technical rapper I don't think nobody's better, and then he has an ear for beats
as a technical rapper.
You even said it, Mike, on the last review
that he had
great pronunciation. That Rick
Ross wasn't part of his raps though. I was saying that in real My New Year's resolution is not to take the bait. I'm not doing it. If you watch the review, I was not talking about his rapping. I was saying that when you listen to him talk, he has very good enunciation. His grammar's fine. But I was saying on that one song, your D-Nick can't hold me back. I was saying how he was throwing his grammar out the window to sound more Southern, and I thought that was whack.
Okay.
But it had nothing to do with him being a technical rapper. Well, I never said that.
Okay, that's cool.
Ever.
Well, in my estimation of Rick Ross, I think that he is a good rapper. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? His content and his facade and all of that is, you know, is questionable. But at the end of the day, even, you know, Premier said it when they had the BET Cypher. Like, all of these bigger name artists that you would expect could come in and knock out a verse, and they kept struggling and struggling and struggling. And, you know, Ross came in and did his thing. Right. So, for me, I think Ross is a good...
Well, obviously for some of the biggest rappers that
well, Elephants have really good memory. I've heard this. Okay.
You said so, elephants have what? Really good memories.
Never mind.
They don't give a shit. Yes.
Anyways, at any rate, I'm still sticking with my answer. I could say I don't see any point in keeping a Rick Ross. I see a point in keeping a Lil Wayne just because he has his own lane.
You'd rather keep Wayne than Ross, though.
I'm not saying who's a better rapper.
Okay,
let's not mince words. Let's make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. I don't like any of these people. But I'm saying, when I look at mainstream rap, I would like to at least keep it varied. So when I look at it, I say, okay, you got French Montana, you have Future, you have Rick Ross.
So who are you putting in their spot?
You have Lil Wayne. Who I put in their spot?
You never said that.
I would put Brother Ali in all their spots.
I feel you.
I think Brother Ali could do any of that shit better.
Yeah, I feel you.
If Brother Ali wants to do braggadocious, he's got you. If Brother Ali wants to give you a message, he's got you. I think whatever Brother, and this sounds like some Stan shit, I don't care. I think whatever Brother Ali felt like rapping about, he would have you.
Yeah, I've heard him on that Five Fingers of Death shit. Like, he was able to
rap. He killed
that joint. Like, he was rapping on everything.
Like, and flawlessly. Yeah. Like, it's not even an issue. And like crazy. He said, like on his last mixtape, he said, everything my half-blind eyes can see by decree belongs to me. I really feel like if he really said, like, I'm going to do coke rap, he would do a better Rick Ross.
I'll give you that.
Then he has that voice too.
That smooth ass voice.
Almost like a he almost sounds like a preacher sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and I give you that.
He does that thing that preachers do where they talk and they sing almost. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, I feel like Brother Ali is that guy. I know everybody probably expecting me to say LP, but LP's not translatable for everybody.
I feel you.
I think Brother Ali is that guy that is just easily translatable.
You know, I have another person I will put in, I got three.
I got three.
One. Yeah, this will be three. I think another group, and when you mentioned Five Fingers of Death, it made me think of them. Audio Push. Because Audio Push demolished the Five Fingers of Death on Sway's show. Because Hit Boy was doing a whole bunch of, he was playing a whole bunch of beats that he hasn't released or anything. Mm-hmm. And they just killed it. And I think that, you know, like I said in the review, Audio Push is the damn near epitome of what hip hop is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how hip hop was started in their music. And Mike said it too. You know, like, they make a good they have a good commercial sound. So, you know, I definitely think that you can, like, I don't even think you wouldn't even need to take anybody out. You could just slide them boys in there and they'll fit right in right now. You know what I'm saying? You don't even need to take nobody out. I just think they really just need some shine.
Thank you for your question. And remember to send all of your questions to our email or our Twitter at DEHH. Ask at DEHH. And follow us on Dead and Hip Hop on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube.